Well, over the past few years, hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, you've heard of it, has become a boom industry, changing the employment landscape in Oklahoma, North Dakota, Wyoming, even out to Ohio, a whole bunch of states across the country. It's a method of extracting natural gas. And while industry experts point to fracking's potential for the U.S. energy independence, some people are very concerned about the consequences for the environment, particularly groundwater. And it's for that reason that we go to Mora County, New Mexico, because it recently became the first county in the nation to ban fracking. Listen.
What we have left is our well water and our aquifers, and when the industry is wanting to come in and do any type of fracking or oil and gas extraction, you know, I think it was up to us as the people, as the government, the leadership here in our community to go ahead and pass an ordinance.
That's Mora County Commissioner John Alva speaking with Carrie Jung, reporter for KUNM in Albuquerque, and Carrie joins me now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Carrie Jung, it's good to have you. I want to start here with Ilberto Quintana. You spoke with him about Mora County's problems with drought, which plays directly into this issue of the quality of groundwater. Listen.
It's the first year I've ever seen it this bad. I've seen it where it stops for a little bit, then it comes back, but it didn't even start this year. It stayed dry, and it's been dry, and nothing's changing.
Carrie Jung, communities across the country are balancing the promise of new industry, new jobs, and a lot of economic growth with potential environmental damage, and it seems like in Mora County, New Mexico, that calculus is different than it would be in a place like Ohio.
Well, at least in Mora County, Gilberto, as well as many other residents in Mora County, are relying primarily on groundwater to survive right now. And so I think a lot of the residents there are just feeling like, you know, I'd rather not take the chance of polluting one of my only sources of clean water right now, especially when water in the way of rain and surface water is really hard to come by. There's another town here in New Mexico that actually has just run out of water. It's Magdalena. So I think town or residents are just saying, I'd rather not take the chance.
And when people would rather not take the chance, though, they also, of course, think about the other side of that equation that I mentioned, is which is, of course, they want jobs. Of course, they want income. Of course, they want industry. And it has to be a conflict with some people.
It is a conflict. John Olivas, the county council member that I spoke with, has estimated that about 95% of the residents are in support of the ban. However, you know, unemployment is really high in Mora County right now. It's about 13%, which is double the state average. So, you know, it is a balancing act there for sure. They really want their economy to be successful. But at the same time, I think they're also valuing their land and water assets as well.
These are, Carrie Jung, these are usually situations where you see industry, in this case, oil and gas drillers, hydrofracking companies and contractors, put up a big fight in city councils and county councils and state legislatures. Have they done so in this case? Have they put up a big fight against this ban?
In this case, not yet. However, it's unsure if this will hold up in court later on. Fracking has not yet moved into Mora County. Most of that has to do with the low price of natural gas right now. But the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association has told me that studies are showing there could be a significant amount of natural gas underneath the ground there. So when prices go up, as they're expecting they will, then we're thinking that the fracking industry might be a lot more vocal about it then. Mm.
So nobody really cares right now because prices are low and they haven't really done exploratory drilling. But if it becomes an economic plum, then the fight might really change there.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, that's what industry experts are saying.
Right. Well, now that people in the town have decided to, you know, side on the side of environmental, I guess, protection and not industry, before we let you go here, are they optimistic about their dwindling water supply?
You know, everyone's always optimistic, especially when you're in the farming industry. But they still have a significant amount of groundwater that they're using. So, you know, they're surviving off of that, and we're just hoping for the best for next year.
Carrie Jung is reporter with KUNM in Albuquerque. She's been in Mora County, New Mexico, the first county in the country to ban hydrofracturing, also known as fracking, for drilling for natural gas. Carrie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.